A very good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，大家晚安。
It's good to see all of you here this evening for our 31st, the last day of 2019 Watch Night Service.
很高兴能够在这2019年12月31号最后一个晚上来与大家守这个年终守岁的感恩崇拜。
I believe most, if not all of us, should have come back from our vacation overseas.
我相信大多数人呢都从这个海外度假回来。
And I believe on the 5th of January, when we hold our first worship service of 2020, we should see all the three congregations, the chairs more packed up.
我相信在2020年1月5号第一个主日的时候呢，三会众的弟兄姐妹应该大部分都回来了。
Now, as this is the last day of the year, I thought we should be in a more reflective mood.
在这今年的最后一天呢，我们的心情呢，应这个回顾的这个态度。
Many of us have probably been busy, and we really do not have time to look back and reflect on the year that's almost gone past us.
也许我们在这一年里面非常的忙碌，我们先来回顾反省这一年所发生的事情。
2019 has been for each of.
我不知道这2019年对于你来说是如何的。
Would you say it's been a very good year for me, or would you say a very challenging year?
你是否会说这是对我好的一年，或者是说这对我是一个很有挑战的一年呢？
And I believe if you're like me, you probably have both in 2019.
我相信，假如你是我的话呢，里面有上有下，有起有落。
You have a mix as well as trials.
你有这个祝福，也有临到。
And I hope we have more blessings than trials.
有更多的这个祝福多于我们的试炼。
And this evening, I want to bring you a devotional message.
带给大家灵修性的这个信息。
Touch your hearts as it did mine.
也希望我。
And though we may not know how 2020 will turn out.
虽然我们不知道2020年如何。
Our God is in control. He knows.
我们的神是掌控一切，他知道一切。
And we as his children, we can live and commit our future and the uncertainty of life into his hands.
身为神的儿女，我们可以将我们这生命中的不定的一切挑战都可以交托在他手中。
Let me ask you another question.
让我再问你另外一个问题。
Before we go into our text today.
在我们还没有进入这个信息的经文。
The question is this, is it true that when you become a Christian, all your cares and worries go away?
我们成为基督徒之后，是否是我们一切的忧虑都一扫而空呢？
I think the answer is found in our text this evening.
我相信这个答案可以在我们今天晚上的经文找到。
And it is a verse that is most often quoted and a very comforting one for believers.
而这个经文是常常被引用，而且是对基督徒是一个很大的安慰。
And before we look at the text, let's bow for a short word of prayer.
我们还没有看经文之前，我们一起来祷告。
Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that this evening we can gather together to worship you on the last day of 2019. Lord, we know that though we are entering very soon in the few hours to come into a new year 2020 with all the uncertainties both in our personal life, corporate as well as globally, we know that you are in control. And therefore we pray that this evening you may help us to focus our eyes upon you, even as your text calls us this evening to do so. And we pray that we may be able to do whatYou have said or is saying to us in our consideration of this verse tonight. We pray that you speak to each and every of our hearts. You know what we are going through, and you know every need here, And we pray that, Lord, you by your Spirit may meet the needs of your people. For I ask and pray all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. The next message is entitled, What to Do with Your Cares.
今晚的信息是有忧虑怎么办?
And our text is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
我们的经文是取自彼得前书五章七节。
And I've already mentioned all this in the introduction, and I'd like us to read together verse 7 again.
我已经在开始的时候讲到这段经文，我们一起来读这段经文，五章。彼得前书五章七节。
First in English and then in Mandarin.
先是以英语，然后用中文来读。
First Peter 5:7 together, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you.
彼得前书五章七节，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Do you realize that in this verse, First Peter 5:7? God acknowledges something about His people.
我们是否注意到这段经文里面，神告诉他的百姓一些的事？
And this admission of God may surprise some of us, especially young believers.
这些对年轻的基督徒或许是很大的惊讶。
Because sometimes when we hear the gospel, some people tell us that when you believe in Jesus Christ, all your problems will go away.
有的人在听到福音说，你信了耶稣基督之后，你一切的问题都消失而散。
And then you repented of your sin, you believe in Jesus, but your problems did not go away.
你虽然罪得赦免，你相信耶稣，但是你的问题并不会一扫而空。
In fact, for some of us, it got worse.
可能问题更加严重。
Especially if you are first generation Christians.
特别是你是第一代的基督徒。
And so this verse may surprise young believers.
这节经文可能会使一些年轻基督徒惊讶。
So God admits something, and what is that something that God admits? That all believers have, can you fill in the blank?
神显明给所有的基督徒是什么呢？所有的基督徒都有什么呢？你可以填那个空白吗？
Casting all your what?Care.
你们要将一切的忧虑。
So God admits that believers do have cares.
神说，所有的基督徒都有忧虑。
Contrary to common thinking, your cares and problems do not go away when you become a Christian.
所以与一般的想法，不同的是，我们的信靠耶稣基督，问题和不会得到。解决。
The text in which we for our message today is taken from a book which theme is the theme of suffering.
我们今天所读的经文所引用的是彼得前书，它的主题是受苦。
And in the context of first Peter has to do with two kinds of sufferings.
而这个彼得前书所讲的是两种的受苦。
First, it tells us about the suffering of Christians.
首先是基督徒所受的苦。
And then secondly, it tells us of the suffering of Christ.
第二方面是讲到基督所受的苦。
And Peter wrote to tell the believers not to think it strange that they will face fiery trials.
彼得告诉基督徒说，不要以为奇怪，似乎是当有火炼的试炼临到你们的时候。
I'd like you to turn to 1 Peter 4:12, just a chapter back.
我们来看彼得前书第四章第十二节。
1 Peter 4:12, I'll read for you. The word of God says, Beloved, think it not strange,concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you.
彼得前书第四章十节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
So God in his word in 1 Peter told the first century believers to expect fiery trial.
而这个彼得告诉第一世纪的基督徒说，要期待这个火的试炼。
And today,Some believers in other countries are facing fiery trials.
一些基督徒在其他的国家里面在面对火的试炼。
Here in Singapore, we are very fortunate that we have yet to experience the kind of suffering that the first century saints went through.
基督徒新加坡的基督徒，我们是感谢主，我们还没有经历到这个第一世纪基督徒所经历的那个火的试炼。
And the so-called trials that we face are certainly not as intense and terrible as those saints.
我们所为的面对的这些试炼呢，比起早期基督徒所面对的，其实还算不得什么。
So Peter says, don't think it strange, rather expect trials. But Peter goes on to encourage them and says, you will also experience the true grace of God.
那么彼得也讲到，除了要期待这个受苦，假如他们为主而活的话，他们也要经历，也会必会经历那神真正的恩典。
And that takes us to 1 Peter 5:12, which I'd like you to refer to it.
这是在彼得前书第五章十二节所说的。
But I'd like to begin reading from verse 10 of 1 Peter 5.
我们要从五章十节开始读。
But the God of all grace, Peter says to his readers, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered,A while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Verse 11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Verse 12, by Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I've written briefly, exalting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand.
在彼得前书五章十节那里说，那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们的，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们，愿全能归他，直到永永远远。阿门。我略略地写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉交给你，转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这恩上站立得住。
Question, what is the true grace of God that Peter is saying here?
那彼得所说神真正的恩典是什么呢？
What does he mean?
他在的意思是什么？
When he said,Testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand.
是说又证明这恩是神的真恩。
And I read the earlier two verses to give us the context for the answer to this question.
我看到这些的一段的经文的这个上下文。
The true grace of God is none other that we as his children.Will experience God's care and enablement to overcome our trials and be perfected.
经历神的恩典呢，就是经历神赐能力，在基督徒受试炼的时候，得以完全来经历神的这个顾念。
So God admits that Christians have cares.
神显明了基督徒有忧虑。
The word care, or cares, plural, has the idea of being pulled apart in different directions.
那智的这个忧虑的智呢，多数或者是单数的意义呢，是讲到我们是被这被不同的方向被拉扯。
The Greek word is sometimes translated anxieties or worries.
在希腊文所讲的是紧张和思虑。
So what do we do with these cares?
我们如何面对这个忧虑呢？
And the text says, casting all your care upon God.
而这个经文讲到，我们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。
What are these cares, or what categories does this care fall into that we all have?
而这个忧虑的这个范围有哪一些呢？
Well, whether you are a believer or you're not a believer, you will see that you share certain similar cares.
不管我们是信徒与否，我们都有共同的这个忧虑。
So before we move on to our second point, I'd like to touch on four categories of cares.
在我们没有进到第二方面的时候，我们要看看四种的这种忧虑。
And the first is found in Matthew chapter 6.
第一种的忧虑是讲到在这个马太福音第六章二十五节有讲到。
Did you bring your Bibles with you?
我们是否带我们的圣经？
Can we turn to Matthew 6:25?
来翻开马太福音第六章第二十五节。
Some of you may recognize that Matthew 6 is part of the very popularly called Jesus what? Sermon on the Mount.
我们当中也可能知道马太福音第六章是在耶稣基督所讲的这个登山宝训的其中一章。
The Sermon on the Mount begins at chapter 5, ends in chapter 7.
登山宝训是从马太福音第五章到第七章。
And this is the middle chapter.
而这是另外一个章。
If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew 6, let us read together verse 25.
我们一起来读这个马太福音六章二十五节。
Ready, begin. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?
马太福音六章二十五节说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. The same word care appears here in 6:25.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，这个忧虑也在这里出现。
Do you know which word? Take no thought.
在英文的翻译是说不要思虑。
That's the same Greek word you will find in 1 Peter 5, 7, translated care.
这也是在彼得前书五章七节所用的同一个希腊文。
And Jesus said, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, and so on.
耶稣基督说不要忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么。
So what is this category of care?
所以这个忧虑的范围是在什么呢？
They are certainly not luxuries, right?
这些的忧虑肯定不是奢侈品。
They are absolute life's necessities.
这是生活的必需品。
We need to eat.
我们需要吃。
We need to drink.
我们需要喝。
We need to have a shelter over our head.
我们需要有家。
And think about it, isn't these necessities things that sometimes do make us worry?
难道这些不会使我们忧虑吗？
If in a recession and you lose your job,
假如我们被裁退，
and you wonder how are you going to put three meals on the table?
我们在想我们怎么样为三餐而供应呢？
And yet Jesus says,to us, take no care or worry about these things.
然而耶稣基督却告诉我们不要忧虑这一些。
The tendency for most of us is to be so preoccupied with the material things of life that we neglect our relationship with God.
我们的倾向就是我们常常被这些世上的忧虑所充满而忽略到我们与神的关系。
And that is why in that same passage as you read on,
所以我们看到这同样的经文继续看下去。
The Lord says that you cannot serve two masters.
耶稣基督说我们不可以服侍两个主人。
We are made of dust of the ground and it takes food, drink, shelter to sustain man.
我们是从土而出所以我们也需要世上的东西来维持我们的生命。
But isn't it true that sometimes these necessities take up so much of our time?
难道这个不是真的吗？这些生命必需品而占用了我们许多的时间。
To the extent that we say, "Oh God, I don't have time."
我们甚至到一个地步说：“主啊，我没有时间。
”No time to read my Bible.
我没时间读圣经。
No time to pray.
没有时间祷告。
And some even no time to go to church.
有时有一些没有时间去教会。
And therefore, the Lord reminds us that these things.Though they are necessary to sustain us physically, they are not the most important things.
虽然这些必需品能够维持我们每一天的生命，但是这些却不是最重要的。
And so he says, you cannot serve God or mammon.
耶稣基督说，你不可以服侍神又服侍马门。
So we can't serve two masters, meaning we are either slaves to God or we are slaves to mammon.
我们不能够服侍两个主人，就是说我们只能够不能够同时又是主的仆人，或者是成为金钱的奴仆。
And the word mammon means money or materialism.
马门的意思就是说金钱或者是物质。
And remember that we are slaves, slaves to God because we've been bought with a price, the blood of Jesus.
要记得我们是神的奴仆，因为我们是为耶稣基督所宝血所买赎的。
And body and soul, we belong to God. Remember the Heidelberg Catechism that we are learning?
我们记得在这个慕道班里面所学的，我们的身体、我们的灵魂都属神的。
So we are not volunteers.
我们不是自愿的。
To think that we are volunteer when we serve the Lord in the church is not biblical thinking.
我们认为自己在教会服事是一种义工的这种意愿，其实是不是属圣经的。
We are all slaves.To either God or to Mammon.
我们在圣经的眼光是，我们是应该是属于神的奴仆，不然呢，我们就是属于这个马门的奴仆。
So the point Jesus is making here is that there is something much more important than physical life on earth.
耶稣基督在这里讲到是有一些比我们的在世上的生命更重要的事。
And that is man's relationship with God.
那就是我们与神的关系。
And that is why in Matthew chapter 4, he says to his disciples, Men shall not live by bread alone.
所以为什么耶稣基督在马太福音第四章里面说到，人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So you see, scripture is very careful in its wording.
所以圣经很小心地使用这段经文。
God did not say that, oh, just focus on a relationship with God and you don't have to eat or drink.
而圣经不是告诉我们只要专注于与神的关系，我们不需要吃喝。
It says, Matthew 4:4, men shall not live by bread, what? Alone.
在马太福音四章四节说，人不是单靠食物。
So God admits we have cares, we need to eat, we need to take care of our three meals, etc.
我们是有忧虑，我们需要照顾我们每一天的三餐等等。
But that is not the most important thing.
但是那不是最重要的事。
Our relationship with God is equally, if not more, important.
我们的与神的关系是更重要的。
And therefore, in the passage in Matthew 6, which we will not have time to look in detail, Jesus is saying to his disciples and to us, we are not to worry about these material things.For God will provide if we seek first his kingdom.
我们在马太福音第六章里面所讲的，我们 不需要那么专注于世上的这些事情，假如我们先求神的国和神的义。
So life's necessity is the first category of care.
所以生命 的忧虑是第一个的，讲到这个世上的忧虑。
The second category of care is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Would you please turn to it?
我们看到这个忧虑的第二个范围呢，是讲到这个婚姻和家庭，是在哥林多前书第七章三十二节。
Verse 32。
哥林多前书第七章三十二节。
This year I preached through the letter of Paul to the Corinthian church.
我们要讲到是这个保罗在和哥林多教会他所写的这些信。
And you all should know, those who have listened carefully, that chapter 7 has to do with the subject of what? Marriage and singleness.
我们假如有注意在英文部有注意听的话呢，我们知道这个哥林多前书第七章是讲到婚姻和家庭。
And this is the most extensive chapter in the New Testament that teaches about marriage.
而在这个 新约圣经的部分呢，这个是最详描述这个婚姻家庭最详细的这个经文。
And the verse that concerns us about care is found in verse 32. Let's read together.
而这些讲到忧虑的呢，是在这第七节，七章三十二节。
Verse 32.But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord.
哥林多前书第七章三十二节说，我愿你们无所挂虑，没有娶妻的是为主的事挂虑，想叫怎么样叫主喜悦。
Here in verse 32, we see that the Apostle Paul preferred singleness, and he gave his reason for it.
而在三十二节，保罗比较赞成单身，因为他给这个理由。
And the reason is that so that you may live without what? Carefulness.
他说这样呢，你们就会无所挂虑。
And that category has to do with the category of marriage and family.
那是不是讲到忧虑，就是在这个婚姻和家庭里面。
The word carefulness here is the same word translated care in 1 Peter 5, 7, and it can also mean free from anxieties.
而这个无所挂虑呢，其实在这个彼得前书也是用同样的字，就是说到我们一无所挂虑。
So why did Paul say he prefer singleness?
为什么保罗比较愿意单身呢？
Because a single person only has to care for his own needs.
因为一个单身的人只需要专注于他自己而已。
In verse 33, he goes on to say, But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife.
而在第三十节说，娶了妻的是为世上的事挂虑，想怎么样叫妻子喜悦。
So what Paul is saying here is that If you are single, you have less worries.
保罗说，你若是单身，你就少挂虑。
If you decide to get married, your cares are multiplied.
假如你愿意结婚的话，你就有更多的加倍的忧虑。
Isn't it true?
难道不是真的吗？
You have to provide not only for yourselves now, you have to provide for your spouse, and if God bless you with children, your children.Needs.
你不单是供应自己所需，你要供应你的伴侣，还要供应你的孩子的所需要的。
And not only that, life also becomes more complicated.
而生活会更加复杂。
Why? Because there are now more relational issues.
而现在有更多的这个关系上的这个问题。
You have relational issues like husband and wife problems.
就好像丈夫与妻子关系的问题。
I know that those of you who are married here, you never quarrel with your wife or husband, right? Only I do.
我相信我们当中有些结婚了从来没有跟自己的丈夫或妻子吵架，但是我有。
Now you know what I'm trying to bring across.
你知道我要讲什么？
So relational issues, husband and wife, parent and child. or children.
除了丈夫妻子的关系问题，还有父母孩子的关系问题。
And what is ILS?
什么叫做 ILS 呢？
In-laws, that's right. Wow, Bing Shuo is very good.
就是你的这个亲家，你的这个岳父岳母，或者是家公家婆。
So you see, life becomes more complicated.
所以你看，现在更加复杂了。
Your burdens now become heavier.
你的重担更加重了。
And the fact is that there are many Christians who are so consumed by these cares that they have no time to serve God.
而事实是，许多基督徒被这些关系的问题缠累，而他们没有时间服侍神。
Those of you who are still single and then you are planning to get married, listen carefully.
那些单身要结婚的，你要注意听。
Remember, first of all, you're taking in more cares.
你要记得你会加上更多的忧虑。
You say, but two person will half it, right?
你说一人一半嘛，感情不错。
That's not going to happen.
但那不是可能发生的。
Secondly,
第二,
I missed my thought now. Okay, you'll come back and I'll share that when it comes back to me.
Oh, 等一下我再跟你。
Oh yes, I got it now. Those of you are still single and planning to get married. You see, don't you realize that when you're single, you have so much more time to serve God?
我们那些单身的我们难道没有发现到我们有更多时间服侍神吗？
Once you get married, when your burdens increase, what happens usually to your service in the church?
你一结婚之后，你的忧虑更多，你在教会的服事怎么样呢？
I tell you what I observe in churches that I've been pastoring.
我在过去几个教会的观察，
you slowly drop off from serving.
你慢慢的放下服事。
The first thing is that you say, oh, I need to take a break.
第一件，也就是说，我需要一段的时间休息。
I need to focus on my family.
我需要专注于我的家庭。
Well, if you really just take a short break, which is necessary for adjustments, then that is fine.
假如你真的是要短暂的休息来做出调整的时间，那是好的。
But the tendency is that you will find yourself more and more burdened to the extent that.Returning to serve God becomes very difficult and challenging.
但是你一旦放下服事，你专注家庭，你会越来越多的这个忧虑。那么你发觉到你完全不可以服事神。
And that's why this message is important.
所以这个信息对大家很重要。
Both for those who are singles,
那些单身的
planning to get married,
要计划结婚的
and those who are already married,
那些已经结婚的
How can youIn taking care of all these needs, still be able to find time to serve God.
你如何在面对这一切的忧虑，还能够来服侍神呢？
And the answer is here.
那答案在此。
See, Jesus warned us about the kind of cares that can choke a believer's spiritual life.
耶稣基督讲到那些忧虑可以挤住基督徒的生命，属灵生命。
And this is found in the parable of the sower or the soils.
这是在这个撒种比喻里面的讲到。
I'm not going to describe this parable to you, which I think is very familiar to all of us.
我相信这个比喻对大家是很熟悉。
In the parable, the Lord says that some seed fell on thorny ground.
耶稣基督讲到，有些种子撒在荆棘地里面。
And what happened to these seeds?
那些种子怎么样呢？
They were choked by the thorns.
他们被这个荆棘所挤住。
What does that represent?
这个代表什么？
The thorns represent the cares of this life.
那个荆棘呢，就是世上的思虑。
So, marriage and family is another category of care that if we are not careful, it can impede our spiritual life.
而家庭和这个婚姻呢，是另外一种的思虑。假如我们不小心的话呢，会影响到我们的属灵生命。
Ideally,When we get married, we should grow spiritually together with our spouse.
在理想上，我们呢结婚之后，跟我们的伴侣在主灵上面一同的成长。
We should together serve the Lord in the church.
我们应该在教会里面一同服侍神。
And you should set the example for your children to follow.
我们应该为孩子们订立这个榜样。
Now the third category of care is old age and health.
第三种的这个失力呢，是讲到年老和健康的问题。
And I want to bring you to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
我要带大家看这个传道书第十二章。
Where we have this point emphasized.
我们要来专注这一点。
Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1 together. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
在传道书第十二章第一节说，你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Why the emphasis of the preacher here to remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth? Does it mean that when we get old we don't have to serve God?
在这个传道书里面所专注的讲到，当你趁着年幼来纪念你的主，是不是我们年老就不需要纪念主呢？
Of course not, right?
当然不是。
So what is he emphasizing?
他所强调的是什么呢？
Because when you're young, you have less cares.
因为你还年轻，你有比较少的忧虑。
The older you get, the more cares you have.
当你活得越老，你就越多忧虑。
From verse 2 to verse 7, which we are not going to read, you will see in the context there, it is talking about the signs of old age.
但我们继续看，然后看这个第二节到第七节里面是讲到年老的这症状。
So when you grow old, the Word of God tells us here in Ecclesiastes 12 that there's a different set of cares.
当你年老的时候，在传道书里面所讲的是另外一种的忧虑。
And the most common one is health issues as your physical body breaks down.
最常见的就是我们健康问题，因为我们的身体渐渐的衰退。
And why? It's because this is a fallen world in which we live.
为什么呢？因为我们在活在这堕落的世界。
And the body that God has given to us,
而这个身体所给我们的。
Is under his curse.
是被咒诅的。
The soul that sinneth it shall die.
因为一个灵魂犯罪必须死。
The wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Dust thou art, and to dust shall thou return thither.
你是从尘土而来，也必归于尘土。
So the more you live, the more you will experience its fallenness, as well as hardships.
当你活得越长，你就越经历这个人的这个堕落，还有人的这个困难。
Look at this category of problems that elderly people usually have.
我们看这年老人所常面对的这些问题。
Now I know it's not confined just to old people. Some younger people do have them.
不单是年老，年轻的也会有。
But usually it afflicts the older ones.
通常年老的是有这些问题。
And this is not a comprehensive list of health issues.
这个不是完整的这个健康的问题。
There are much more.
还有更多。
And the cares that we experience when we grow old are multiplied exponentially.
而我们这生命的成长的过程里面，我们的忧虑是更加的多。
And sometimes, even as we fight our own health issues, we have to take care of our aged parents who are still living.
我们甚至是要为自己的健康状况来挣扎，当中呢还要来照顾我们衰老的父母亲。
So life's necessities, marriage and family, old age and health issues.
所以生命的必需品，还有我们的婚姻的家庭的关系，还有年老的问题，还有照顾年老父母亲的这些忧虑。
There's a fourth category of care called Christian service.
我们就来到这第四种的这个忧虑，就是在基督徒的服事上的忧虑。
In the first three categories, every human being, Christians or non-Christians, have the same cares and concerns.
在刚才我们所提到的三种忧虑里面，不管是基督徒、非基督徒，都有同样的这个忧虑。
But this category is true only of Christians.
但是这第四种的这个忧虑，只是在发生在真正的基督徒身上。
And I'd like you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们来看这个哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 28.
哥林多后书第十一章第二十八节。
Let's read together verse 28. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches.
这哥林多后书第十一章第二十八节说，除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
You see, none of us will have the same kind of care for the churches which the Apostle Paul had.
不是我们每一个人都有保罗所有的那些对教会的忧虑。
However, if you are a loyal follower of Christ and a committed church member,
但是假如你是忠心的服侍主的基督徒。
You will be involved in serving your local church.
你会在自己的教会里面来服事。
And there are different cares that come with different church responsibilities.
在不教会不同的事工里面就有不同的忧虑。
Isn't it true?
难道不是真的吗？
Not only the routine Sunday care.
不但是每日每个主日的崇拜的思虑。
Our PA team has worked hard.
我们的扩音组要很努力的服事。
Every time we have a worship service or a gathering, they have to make sure that the PA system works.
我们每一次的聚会，他们要扩音组要确保整所有的都操作正常。
And with the moving from the old place here, their cares are double.
我们从旧堂搬到这里新的地方聚会，他那个更加倍的思虑。
Ushers have their own care.
这个招待员有招待员的忧虑。
I receive a message under session group and say, what if everybody turns up tonight? What are we going to do? Combined service.
我收到在这个长执会收到这个信息说，只要今晚全部的人都出席，我们怎么办？
What is the backup plan? That's the worry of the ushers.
我们还有没有一个后备计划？这个是招待员的忧虑。
And musicians have their different set of cares as well.
而音乐事工的也有他们的忧虑。
Choirs.
诗班
Sunday school teachers,
主日学老师
and the list goes on.
还有很多。
So if you and if you serve as elders and deacons, pastors, elders and deacon, you take on another level, an additional burden in the body of Christ.
假如你是在长执会教牧团来服事的话，你是更加的加重这个重担在基督的身体。
When things go wrong, who get blamed?
假如发生问题的话，谁来责怪？
When things are not running as it should, who get criticized?
假如这个东西这些事情不能够照常的来运作的话，谁会得到指责呢？
So you see a different level of care and burden.
所以你会看到不同层次的这个忧虑和重担。
I want to say something which I hope won't shock you.
我要讲一些事情，希望不会使你感到震惊。
You know, in serving God, if you have not realized by now, you will one day, if you have not, that in the providence of God, He allows His people to be wounded by the sins of those they serve.
我们假如没有注意到的话呢，或者我们以后也会注意到。现在我们注意到，就是在神的这个供应之下呢，神允许他的百姓被那些他们所服侍的人的罪呢而伤害。
And doesn't it sometimes make you wonder if it is worth it to serve God?
可能会使到你在思想，我这样服侍神值得吗？
Now these are real issues.
这是真正的事件发生。
Serving God is not all plain sailing.
服侍神不是说我们 无病无痛。
There are casualties.
会有这个伤亡率。
Some pastors have quit.
有些牧师他们辞职。
Elders, deacons, they throw up their hands, give up.
长职他们也可能辞职。
And I know of a couple of people here too. They have been so, if I may use the word, hurt, that they dare not put their foot forward to serve.
而我知道有些人，他们甚至 受到伤害，他不再服侍了。
You know, I asked a pastor who has worked many years before in the world.
我问到一个牧师曾在世界服侍许多年的说。
And he's ordained only in the last five, 6 years and serving God for that period of time.
他在过去五年、六年之前来受到按牧。
I asked him, I say, brother,Is working in the world easier or working in the church from your experience?
我问这个牧师说，你在世界上面服侍容易还是在教会中服侍容易呢？
Do you know his answer?
你知道他答案是什么？
He said, to be honest with you, Pastor Gan,
他说
working in the world is easier.
严牧师，我很坦白告诉你，就是在世界上工作还容易过在教会里面工作。
I hope that don't shock you.
我希望这个不会使到你感到震惊。
I hope that won't scare you.
我希望这个不会吓到你。
Because we are trying to encourage young people to come forward into full-time service, and Pastor Gan is saying this.
我也希望在鼓励一些年轻人来服全职的或者是部分时间的服事。
But I want you to know the truth, the fact.
但是我要
the realities of serving God.
但是我要你知道，这次服侍神的这个现实是如此。
And if God calls you, you can't run away. You will take up the challenge.
但是只要神呼召你的话，你不可以逃避，你必须接受这个挑战。
So I'm not afraid of telling you the truth and scaring you.
我不害怕来告诉你这个事实而可能会吓到你。
Because you need to go into full-time ministry with your eyes open.
因为你是张大眼睛进入这个全职服事。
And I hope that you will have such a compelling call that despite all these challenges, you will say yes to God.
我希望你能够看到这些的挑战之后呢，你还愿意的来接受神的这个呼召。
So back to our message, how are you supposed to cast all your cares on the Lord?
我们回到经文是，我们要如何将我们的一切忧虑交给神呢？
So that there is not this debilitating feeling of being pulled in different directions.
那么我们就不会有这种被拉扯的这个不同方向的这个感觉。
How are you going to cast them on God and at the same time maintain a responsible stewardship of these categories of care?
我们如何来将这个忧虑交托给神，另外一方面又负起这些神所给我们的这些责任呢？
And this brings us to our next point.
而这会带领我们进入第二个点。
And that is found in our text in Philippians 4:6.
这就是可以在经文腓立比书第四章第六节那里找到。
And I'd like us to read two verses instead of 1:6 and 7.
我们要读腓立比书第四章第六到七节。
But before we do so,I want us to pause for a little while. I say we should be in a reflective mood, right, on the last day of the year.
我们要来思想这段经文，因为我们在回顾的这个状态。
Tonight, as you sit listening to the Word of God, do you have any cares that are weighing very heavily on you?
我们今天在这里，晚上在这里，我们是有很是否有这些思虑？重重的压在我们的心上呢。
I would like you to mentally right now jot down your three biggest anxieties or worries.
希望我们在我们的思想里面呢，写下这三个现在我们是最大的这个忧虑。
What's the biggest worry you have? Jot it down.
在我们的思想里面呢，写下我们第一个最大的忧虑是什么。
What is the second?
第二个又是什么呢?
And what is the third?
那么第三个又是什么呢?
And then I want us to read this verse.
然后我们来读这段经文。
As if we have never seen it before.
我们要读的好像我们从来没有读过一样。
Right, let's read together. Verse 6 first. Be careful for nothing.But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
第六节我们一起读，应当一无挂虑， 只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
This is the word of God.
这就是神的话。
And what did God say?
神的话怎么说？
Be careful for what? Be careful can be translated, be anxious, do not worry about anything. Be careful for nothing.
神的话说，应当一无挂虑。
Do you realize that nothing is universal?
我们是否知道这个一无是普世性的吗？
Now apply this. Apply this.
我们在应用这段。
Be careful for nothing. So what God is saying that, don't worry about your first category of care, second category of care, third category of care, and even your fourth category of cares. Whatever those three things you have written just now, God says, be careful for nothing.
不管我们在我们头脑里面写下的这几种的思虑，或者是我们所谈到的那四方面的思虑呢，我们都要一无挂虑。
But you say, Lord, it is my health.
但是我们说，主啊，这能帮不了我们。
But Lord, I have money problem.
主啊，我有钱的问题。
But Lord, I have relationship problem.
主啊，我有这个关系上的问题。
But Lord, it's my son or it's my daughter.
我有这个跟这个这个亲人的问题。
And God says, be careful for nothing.
但是神的话说，应当一无挂虑。
Isn't that amazing?
那不是很奇妙的吗？
But it didn't stop there, by the way.
它并不停在这里。
The first counsel of God is do not worry about anything.
神的显明的第一部分是说应当一无挂虑。
But then the word of God goes on to say, but in everything.
但是神的话语继续说，只要凡事。
And again, the word everything is a universal.
而这个凡事呢，是普世性，就是绝对的，就是每一件事。
What were your three greatest anxieties?
你三个最大的忧虑如何？
Take all your cares and your anxieties together.
把你所有的忧虑和紧张都交在一起。
Everything.
每一件。
In everything, do what?
每一件要如何来做？
Let's read together. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God.
在腓立比书四章六节那里说，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
This is the action that God wants us to take with our cares.
这就是神要我们将我们忧虑的交托给他，行动付出
出来。First thing to do is to stop. Stop worrying.
第一件事就是不要来忧虑。
And the second thing to do is to cast all these cares upon him.
第二件事情就是将一切的忧虑交托给神。
And the way we do it is by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, and request.
我们可以透过祷告、祈求和感谢来告诉神。
Now these four words are all words about prayer.
这四个词都是讲到祷告。
So what is the difference?
有什么不同？
And I'd like to suggest this idea to you.
我愿意来提供这些意见给你。
By prayer,
祷告
is not asking us to pray really, because later on he says, make your request known unto God. That comes later.
不是只是祷告，因为接下来说我们要告诉神。
I think the idea here is to become prayerful.
那个 意思就是说我们要有祷告的心。
We need to come to God and be quiet in our soul.
我们需要来到神的面前安静我们的心。
Just like the song says, be still my soul.
就像那首诗歌说，我灵镇静。
And then next comes supplication.
接下来就是祈求。
Supplication here has the idea of coming to a place where we realize there's nothing we can do.
就是来到一个状况，就是说我们是一无所助的，没有办法帮助自己的。
To supplicate has the idea of begging God.
就来代求祈求呢，就是好像来到神的面前，好像一个乞丐来到神的面前来乞讨祈求那样。
So we are in this state of being helpless.
就是好那么无助的来到神的面前。
And then thirdly, thanksgiving.
第三个就是我们充满感谢。
Which I think is the most difficult thing when you're under strain.
我们觉得，当我们在这个充满挑战之下，是很难来充满感谢的。
But the idea here is that when you are complaining, God won't do anything.
但是，假如我们埋怨、抱怨神呢，神不会做任何事。
We need to come to God with a spirit of gratitude.
我们需要来到神的面前，充满感恩的心。
And we sang the song earlier, count your blessings, name them one by one.
刚才我们所唱的诗歌是要数算主的恩典。
And when you have done this, then make your request known unto God.
当我们做了这三样之后呢，我们才来把我们所要的来告诉神。
Tell God about your burdens, your anxieties, your worries, your cares.
告诉神我们的重担，我们的紧张，我们的思虑。
And this is how you cast them upon the Lord.
这就是我们如何来交托给神。
As a Christian, you are going to have the common problems that a lost person has.
我们呢，身为基督徒，我们有这些普遍的问题。
And in addition to that, you have responsibilities in the body of Christ if you are a committed follower.
我们除了在属世的这些忧虑，我们还有这个在属灵上面的这个责任要肩负。
And don't think that the care is going to get any better.
我们不要想我们的忧虑会更加的过得去。
You're going to have some sufferings and trials.
我们会有这个火的试炼和临到。
You're going to get hurt.
我们会受到伤害。
But then the word of God assures us that's okay because God is working to.Perfect us.
因为神的话语要使我们得到完全。
Remember in 1 Peter 5, we read earlier in verse 10 and 11.
刚我们读彼得前书第五章第十节和十一节那里说
God says, after you have suffered a while, make you what? Perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
在第十节那里说我们得经等我们经战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全我们，坚固我们，赐力量给我们。
So we have in our text this evening that there is first of all an admission. God says all Christians have cares.
首先我们看到神的显明呢，让我们看见所有基督徒都有忧虑。
And then God tells us an action we must take.
神告诉我们要付出的行动。
And then you have finally this great assurance.
然后我们看见有神所给我们的确据保障。
The assurance is found in the second part of 1 Peter 5:7.
我们可以在这个确保障里面看，在这个彼得前书五章七节的后半部看到他的保障。
Casting all your care upon him, read with me, for he careth for you.
我们将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
The word for means because.
那就是顾念。
So to paraphrase, we can cast all our worries on God because God cares for you.
我们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
And the Holy Spirit uses the same term care here in the second part of 1 Peter 5.
而圣灵也用这个这一段的经文，就是在这个彼得前书五章。
And earlier we sang the song, "Does Jesus care?"
我们所唱的那个诗歌，耶稣是否仍然看顾
？And the chorus affirms, "Yes, He does."
副歌里面说：“是的，主必看顾。”
Where did the songwriter get that from?
这个诗歌的作词者从哪里得灵感呢
？The Word of God.
就是神的话。
God tells us He cares.
就是神的话告诉我们他顾念我们。
You and I are God's concern.
神你和我都是神所关切的。
God really cares for you.
神真的是关心我们所有需的。
Do you know that money problem is zero problem to God?
你知道我的问题在神的面前是没有问题。
Do you know that health issues are no issues to God?
你知道我的健康问题是在神是没有这个问题的。
Why?
为什么呢？
And the reason is very simple, because God is sovereign and omnipotent.
因为神是掌权的，他又是无所不能的。
And if he allows it or allows them, he has a purpose.
然后他允许这些事发生，他有一个目的在我们生命中。
And he will deliver us.
他要拯救我们。
When we call upon him.
当我们来求告他。
And the result of casting our cares on God, Philippians 4:7 tells us, is the peace of God.
这是在这个交托我们的中思虑给神的时候，这个结局腓立比书那里告诉我们，就是神的平安给我们。
As sinners, we all need to make peace with God, with God.
我们是罪人，我们需要与神有这个和平。
By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
来信靠接受耶稣基督为我们个人的救主。
And that's how we make peace with God.
那我们就能够与神和好。
But as believers, we need to have the peace of God.
而身为基督徒，我们也需要有神的平安。
But unfortunately, not all of us have that peace ruling in our hearts.
但是不是我们每一位都有这个平安在掌握我们的心。
And I'm sure it is obvious to others. I'm sure it's obvious to others.
我相信这是对其他人来说是很明显的。
So as you cast your cares on God, according to Philippians 4:6,
假如我们照着腓立比书四章六节交托一切忧虑给神，
God's peace will guard your hearts.
神的平安会保守我们的心。
And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep or guard or garrison your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Why do our hearts and our minds need to be guarded?
为什么我们的心怀意念需要被保守呢？
Because of our cares.
因为我们的思虑。
They agitate us.
引发这些。
They make us lose faith in God.
这些使我们在神的面前失去这个依靠。
And so we need the peace of God to guard us against spiritual attacks.
所以我们需要神的平安来保守我们，避免受到属灵的攻击。
Attack to doubt the love of God for you.
使我们怀疑他对我们的爱。
Attack to feel discouraged and give up.
或者觉得很灰心要放弃。
Or to feel depressed.
或者是很忧郁。
Or to feel defeated.
或者是感到受挫折。
So beloved, what is your greatest burden tonight?
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今晚我们最大的重担是什么呢？
I hope you will hear the voice of the Savior through His word.
我希望你能够听到我们亲爱的主耶稣的这个话语。
And Jesus is calling each of us to come unto Him.
耶稣基督在呼召我们来到他面前。
In Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come unto me." All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
耶稣基督在马太福音十一章二十八节说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
Tonight, maybe some of you are still carrying the burden of sin.
今晚我们当中可能还有罪的重担。
You need to admit that you're a sinner. You cannot save yourself.
我们需要承认我们是罪人，我们不能救自己。
You cannot get rid of the guilt.
我们不能脱离这个罪恶感。
Your good works will not merit the favor of God.
我们的善行不能够得神的喜悦。
You need to come to Jesus and put this burden of sin down and find forgiveness and new life.
我们需要来到耶稣基督面前，将我们罪的重担交托于他，然后我们来求他来赦免我们得新生命。
Perhaps tonight some of us here are burdened by the cares of life that we talk about this evening.
可能我们当中有这个生活上的这个重担。
Perhaps it's about your job. It's about your family. It's about your health. Whatever your need is, may I urge you tonight to come and cast your cares on God.
不管我们的思虑是关于我们的家庭、我们的工作，或者是我们的与人的关系，或者是我们在教会的服事，我劝勉弟兄姐妹们，让我们能够将一切的忧虑都交托给神。
And I hope that we all can enter into a new year feeling very light and not heavily burdened.
当我盼望我们当中进入2020年的时候，我们会感到轻省，而我们不是感到许多的重担。
Maybe there's someone here say, Pastor Gan, this message don't apply to me. I don't have any care.
Sorry, repeat.
Okay. Maybe someone here says, Pastor Gan, this message doesn't apply to me because I don't have any care.
有时人可能说，严牧师这个信息并对我并不实际，因为我没有任何的忧虑。
Good for you.
那是很好的。
You should praise God.
你是应该感谢神。
But let me assure you.
但是我向你的确定。
Right now you may not have those cares.
你现在没有不代表。
It doesn't mean in future you won't.
不代表未来你不会有忧虑。
So this message is still applicable when you have to cross that road.
这个信息对你还是适用的，当你要经过另外一个阶段。
So brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever your need is, let me urge you to come and do what our text says, casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you.
所以弟兄姐妹，不管是我们的思虑是什么，我们来到神的面前，将一切的忧虑都卸给他，因为他顾念我们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do want to cast all our cares on you tonight.
亲爱的天父，我们要将一切的忧虑都交托于你。
And we do so by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样做是因着耶稣基督的恩典。
Knowing that you will be faithful to your word.
因为知道主你是信实的对你的话。
Because you care for us.
因为你顾念我们。
We ask now that you will particularly give help to those who are heavily burdened.
求主你继续帮助那些负重担的人。
May they find their burden lightened.
使他们的重担得以轻省。
As they turn to you.
当他们转脸向你。
As your word directs them.
当你的话指引他们
and we will thank you for it,
然后他们就为此感谢你
in Christ's precious name,
用奉基督的圣名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much for your kind attention.
谢谢弟兄姐妹